You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
It's 7 minutes to 2 o'clock. This week, we are bringing you Purple Rain, as Iga Matilska has described it. She's the woman behind Iga Journeys, and that's a travel blog that you can follow. And this time around, we're talking about jacaranda trees, just the jacaranda season that is upon us. The reality is that that time has moved up earlier and earlier in the year because of global warming and climate change. So in the throes of it as we speak. Hi, Iga.
Hi, how gorgeous have these jacarandas been?
Absolutely. And it's something we can do just on a lazy afternoon, go and experience the beauty that they bring to our neighborhoods. But let's look at the history of this particular tree. It's not indigenous to South Africa.
Yes, that's right. So jacarandas were actually introduced to South Africa in 1888. And obviously, we all know that that's around the time when Johannesburg was established. And they were brought to South Africa by a botanist by the name of Templeman. He bought two saplings from Brazil. That's obviously they're indigenous to South America. And you can even go and see these two original trees that were bought way back when. There's also a plaque that details their planting. And you can find them at 146 Celiers Street in Pretoria, and that's at the Sunnyside School campus. So it's fascinating that you can actually see that history. And then, of course, by the early 1900s, they were so popular. They were being planted along new streets that were popping up. And of course, that's in and around Johannesburg and Pretoria. And so if you do want to go see them, I think the best place to do so is in Gauteng's older suburbs. And to date, apparently, according to the University of Pretoria, there are some 33,000 odd trees, jacaranda trees in and around Tshwane. So it's definitely the place to go see them.
Wow. I love the figure, the idea of this data, like the figures coming through, because earlier I looked up this man-made forest that we find in Johannesburg particularly, and they said about 10 million trees make up Johannesburg's man-made forest. So as far as jacarandas go, they're about, what did you say, just over 33,000 in Tshwane alone.
Yes, that's right. And what's so fascinating is that if you go and have a look at this report, they've also quantified how much carbon dioxide they sequester. Mm. And in that way, they got a value as to how much they are valued at. We know we can't, of course, plant any new jacarandas because they are an alien species, but you also can't cut them down. They're exceptionally valuable in that regard as well.
Oh, fascinating. And then there's white jacarandas. Where can we see those?
Yes. So apparently they're rumored to be sterile, hence the different color. Oh. And they're even more special than the purple ones because naturally they're quite rare. And so the story goes that in 1940, before John Harold Finnegan, who was actually Pretoria's municipal director of parks at the time, he bought some in again from Brazil. And he wanted to test how this new cultivar would fare in South Africa. So there are around 80 to 100 trees that line Herbert Baker Street, and that's in Groenkloof in Tshwane. It's best to see them from a high vantage point. There's the Fort Klapper Nature Reserve nearby, so that's a great place to see them. And if you're in and around Sandton, I spotted two on Lotus Street in Woodmead as well. So if you want to see something a little bit different, that's the place to do it.
So they flower white and they're sterile.
Yes. Mm. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you put together this self-drive tour, you know, through Gauteng, if anyone wants to do this jacaranda tour. How does it go?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually courtesy of a friend of mine called Mark Straw. And I've pinned a whole jacaranda thread on my Twitter account at Iga Journeys today. So if anyone wants to go have a look, there's a whole bunch of guided walking tours and self-drive walking tours that you can have a look at, as well as a variety of different activities. And then so the thread includes three self-guided tours in and around Tshwane and obviously in Joburg as well. There's one that explores Millville, Linden and Westcliff, and then another one that covers Parktown North, Illovo and Rosebank. And all you do is you put the link into Google Maps and it will take you along some of the most beautiful jacaranda-lined streets in and around Gauteng. So it's lovely, it's free, you know, pack a picnic basket, take some friends along, eat at a nearby restaurant. So many lovely places to see.
Sounds lovely. One person missed that address. It's 146 Cilliers Street in Pretoria. That's at the Sunnyside School campus. That's from a WhatsApp. They wanted the address for those first two, the two first jacarandas. Iga, thank you very much. We'll check out that thread, Iga Journeys. Maybe you can follow her on Twitter, and that's how you'll find out more, be able to keep up with this thread, Iga Journeys. Not just the blog, but also on Twitter.